And today's video is about the prophetic vision that Padre Pio had from 1917, applying to the church today, explaining some of the difficulties in the church today. Please do stay tuned. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring you a series of short stories on our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to hear what his intercession could do for you. And we'd like to just take a moment to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your support. You are the ones who are making these videos possible. So thank you again for your support. And if you want to become a protected child of Padre Pio, a patron, then you can watch a video on the end screen. And to join in our Padre Pio apostolate, like our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, and make sure you are subscribed to the channel. And next, continuing with today's story. If one looks in church history, one can see that there are academics who derive the moral aspects and they can make speculation about future from the books. But there also exists another reality, and that is of the mystics. And they are, in fact, individuals called by God of divine predilection. And they are informed directly from heaven of events to come. So in this sense, they become a spokesperson of the supernatural through their prophecies. Now, if we look around, we can easily see that we are in fact living in times of great confusion, mystification, deception, even errors in matter of faith. And so, it is very interesting to see what Padre Pio wrote to his confessor, Father Augustino, and this was way back in 1913. About these times. And in this letter of Father Augustino, the saint describes an apparition in which our Lord Jesus Christ is agonizing. And this is being caused by the behavior of unworthy priests. And Padre Pio says, on Friday morning, when he was still in bed, Jesus appeared to me. And he was all beaten up, bruised, and disfigured. This is our Lord, was beaten up, bruised and disfigured. And then he showed me a great multitude of priests, religious and secular priests, and among them were even several ecclesiarchs. And some of these priests were still celebrating Mass, others had just finished celebrating, and others had already disrobed, taken their vestments off. And Padre Pio says, this image of Jesus caused me great distress and great sorrow. And so I wanted to ask him why he suffered so much, because I had no answer. Padre Pio continues, but his gaze turned to these priests. And shortly thereafter, almost too horrified to look them, our Lord turned away. And then when he lifted his face to me, to my great horror, Padre Pio said, I saw tears rolling down his face. And then our Lord walked away from these priests with an expression of absolute disgust, shouting, butchers. And then he addressed me, my son, do not believe that my agony was just 3 hours. No, I will be in agony because of these souls, the ones who benefited the most from me, until the very end of the world. And at this time of my agony, my son, we must not sleep. My soul searches for a drop of human piety, but they abandon me under the weight of their indifference and the ingratitude of the sleep of my ministers. It just aggravates my agony. This is our Lord speaking. How badly they cooperate with my love. And what afflicts me the most is their indifference and their contempt, their unbelief. So obviously not all priests, because they are good priests as well. But many times I've been ready to strike them down, our Lord says, but was stopped by angels, by souls enamored for me. And then he instructs them, write to your priest, that is your spiritual director, and tell him what you have seen and felt this morning. Tell him to show this letter, your letter, to the father provincial. There and then Jesus continued to speak to him. But what he said thereafter, Padre Pio says, I may not reveal to anyone, not even to any creature on this earth. This apparition caused me such great pain in my body, but even more so in my soul, and it left me interiorly prostrate throughout the day, thinking I would die if the sweet Jesus had not already revealed to me. And then the thought kind of fades out. And he picks it up again, concluding Jesus is correct in lamenting this ingratitude. And he continues, how many of our wretched brothers respond to this love of Jesus by throwing themselves with open arms into the sect of Freemasonry. Pray for them that our Lord may illuminate their minds and may touch their hearts. And encourage the Father Provincial so that he may receive copious help and celestial assistance. And the good of his province must be his continual aspiration, and all his efforts should be aimed at that point. In the organization of his province, Father Provincial will not be exempt from difficulties and annoyances, our Lord tells Padre Pio. But do not lose heart. The good Jesus will sustain him in battle. And then our Lord says, the war against the cassocks. So who wears cassocks? The traditional priests will intensify. But do not lose heart with the help of God. And so to summarize, Friar Pio at the time in his correspondence to his superior is demonstrating that in the church there are ministers who cause the Son of God absolute agony. And these ministers, they demonstrate indifference and ingratitude to him who has called them to be to such great honors. They disgust our Lord profoundly, to the point where our Lord shouts, butchers! They are openly accused of being part of the infamous sect of Freemasonry. And this war against the church, caused, he says, by Freemasonry, is to become more forceful over time. And this was way back in 1913. But this does not make Padre Pio tremble, because he has confidence in the help of the Almighty. So perhaps this prophecy of Padre Pio describes some of what we are seeing, even in some of our parishes or dioceses, or even some things coming out of Rome itself, where opinions may be replacing long-held truths. And scandals, even contrary to our Lord and to natural law, are just left there to fester. Is it not, as Padre Pio predicted in his writings from over a century ago? So let us aim for, let us pray for an end to what makes our Lord agonize, this indifferentism and these adherence to contrary sects within the church. Next time on this channel, we're going to be having a look at a miracle which happened in France, and it really aided and assisted in the spreading of the word about Padre Pio. So don't miss out. Join us next time. And if you have missed any of the videos, then it's quite easy. Just click on the channel icon below, directly below here on your left, and you'll get a list of all of our videos there. And new videos, just a reminder, they come out on Tuesday, Thursday, and on Saturday. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as Scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.